Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. Thanks so much for waking up with us. Happy day before Friday. My name is Edgar. This is Brian.
Hey, y'all.
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 AMP Radio. Tamara's out sick today, but the phone isn't. So you can still call it at 877.
Good one.
971 hits. Call or text.
She's out sick the night after, the morning after her birthday.
I know. That's,
yeah. Quite a coincidence, Tamara.
And she's posting some pictures on Instagram.
Oh my God. Hold on. That's right.
Yup.
It was Tamara's birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
She's dressed up. She's got her nails did.
Yeah, her lashes did.
That's right. Yo, here I am. Like, legit, we got together before the show. We do a little prayer. Like, I was like out there like praying for her and whatnot. Hopefully she heals and whatnot.
Please don't
praying
use
for
that.
Hydration is what you need to pray for. Electrolytes.
For her hangover and whatnot. Yeah. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Well, Tamara. All right. Time. This happened with us with that. Remember DJ Alex D?
Yep. It's fun. You can't. I mean, you're never gonna win that. Even if you are legitimately sick the morning after your birthday, you might as well just drag your ass in here. And when you have a head cold, to be like, "Yo, stop sneezing and get out of here." Mm-hmm. But otherwise, we're like, "Hangover."
I remember with Alex D, who used to work on our social media, and this isn't why she's no longer with us, by the way. Just the way I'm leading
get
this,
out
right?
Of here.
Wait, this happened to us before, and then she's no longer with us. No. She's an awesome DJ, so she's touring and all that stuff. So, you know, we're super happy for her. But I remember it was same situation, going into her birthday night. It was a weekday, partied hard, and then texted in, "Oh, I'm sick, but I'll be there in 5 minutes. I'm running late."
Right.
That's the last we heard from her, and she just didn't show up.
It was like 10:05.
Well, the funny thing about that is she's holding to it that she was not hungover. And I'm like, Alexi, literally the day before you were like, "Hey, I might be hungover tomorrow."
Right.
Like, you warned us. You can't go back on it.
You can't, at this time in like society and culture, you can't lie about what you're doing the night before because your drunk ass was Insta-storying yourself at a table at Thirst in West Hollywood at a club on a hip-hop night pouring like drinks. Yeah. She's like, "I was pouring drinks for everyone else. Get out of here."
And you didn't, when you deleted it, we still saw it.
Legit, like, the story was supposed to, like, 2 hours before we came into the show. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's a thing, and I don't want to sound like that dude, the old dude, the vintage dude on the lawn right now, but maybe it's a thing about, because they're both in their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like if it were us, I mean, we would show up regardless. I don't care how tore up we are.
I mean, we have.
But
Brian and I.
We would
just
right
be
now.
Honest. We'd be like, "Yo, guys, I am yakking up a storm. I don't know if you guys want me in there, but I'm puking every other hour or whatever it may be." We would just be honest and real about it, right?
I mean, like, have we? I'm kind of doing it right now. Half of the time I'm in here, I'm like, "Yeah, a little cross-eyed. I probably should have left the comedy club about an hour before I did."
But here you are, Brian.
I'm a soldier, man.
See, we're still in that millennial range. But we're on the cusp, more on the, like, towards the more vintage side. You know what I'm saying? Because millennials are like 22 to 37. Not all millennials are irresponsible. Listen, just wanted to say that.
If I can give you one piece of life advice, is if you're going to have a hangover, you might as well get paid to do it.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Honestly, that is so true. And it's like, even Alex D, she took naps during the show sometimes, too.
Straight up.
She totally did. That was probably one of my favorite moments on the show ever. Was when Edgar was just like politely, Brian and I were out of the studio because you were in Atlanta and I was in Vegas. So it was like kind of like a crazy show. And all of a sudden I just remember Edgar being like, "Hey, Alex, you can't sleep in here."
Yeah, he said, "Go sleep somewhere else. I can't have you sleeping in the middle of the show."
That was probably one of my favorite moments.
Listen, for those of you guys that are listening, you got to appreciate the transparency right now. Like, we're letting you behind the curtain like so crazy right now. Which is, so this is the stuff that happens, though. You know what I'm saying? Good times. I remember on our old show in New York, DJ Majestic was with me. Our co-host there, Nina, used to party a lot.
Yeah.
But she was to the point, she knew she was going to go so hard that she would just tell the Uber to drop her off at the studio.
Wow.
And one day, legit, like, we couldn't find her. We're like, yo, has Nina texted you? We're like, no, where is she? We walk into our office, which is like the size of a little closet. It's a New York area, right? And there's Nina passed out on the floor.
Wow.
Still with like her mini falda talepada, like mini skirt, like looking all, you know what I'm saying, super cute.
Makeup smeared.
Makeup smeared, hair all over the place, and like her mini skirt is like up like to her back.
Oh man.
Just passed out, like you could have drawn like a dead body around it. You know that little outline?
Right, right. Chalk outline.
Yeah. And I'm like, Nina, are you okay? She's like, well, let's go. She like kind of gets up, like, let's go.
And she's right, got her headphones on already. She's like, I'm good for this. Plug him in.
She came in. So I mean, we talked about it on the air. The whole thing was hilarious. She came in, she did the show till about 8:45.
Yeah.
And then we looked over at her. She was so pale. She was just like you do, Chelsea, when you lay down on the ground in between breaks. Just
hey,
laying down on the ground.
Me out now, too. We're gonna...
And then eventually she just went to the bathroom and then she didn't come back.
Oh, but, man.
You know what I'm saying? Troopers, baby.
Well, that's when you need... See, that is kind of a rookie move, too, though. You got to know that about 8:45, you're going to have another drink to keep it going.
Yeah,
so you get
so
home by noon, then you can crash out.
Oh, good times. All right, cool. Hopefully you're having a good morning yourself. Coming up in 4 more minutes. By the way, we absolutely love Alex D and Tamra.
Yeah.
And this is why we speak
about
these
love
things.
Clowning on them when they pretend they're sick.
That too.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning to you. Coming up at 6:50, your chance to win 4 tickets to experience the holidays at Disneyland. But right about now, more bad news for you if you're single. I apologize for that. Mm. Chelsea, check this out. So,
what?
You know, we've talked about a lot of terminology that goes on in dating.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet this has happened to you, but then you don't really know what to call it. What is this? I mean, you talked about ghosting. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's an OG term. There's also submarining, right? Where somebody keeps popping up every once
in a while.
It's
like, hey, what's up? You're like, do I haven't heard from you in 6 weeks?
When they really need something. You know what I'm saying?
Gaslighting, wasn't that one?
Gaslighting.
Gaslighting's coming on super strong.
Yeah. And
like,
then
fired up, like, oh my God, this is like the perfect person. And then they just bounce.
They fizzle,
And then mosting as well. Mosting, when somebody's mosting you, they're like, oh my gosh, you're the one. I would never cheat on you. And then they do the opposite. Anyways, so now
that's been fun.
Really looking forward to it. Now, thank you, next.
Yeah.
Now there's curving.
Okay.
All right, that's the latest dating trend. Can you guys think what that might be, Chelsea?
Oof.
Bryant?
Curving.
Well, I know what it is because I read the article. So, I mean, it's kind of biased if I just go, it's when somebody does this.
Yeah, so Chelsea?
Curving? I don't know. I genuinely don't know. can't even put the energy.
The name doesn't really make sense for what it actually is.
Okay.
It's not like...
So basically, it's when somebody curves you. It's like you're not really a priority in their life, but they also don't completely ignore you, kind of leaving you parked on the side and confused. They kind of just let you be.
Curve. What does that do with the curving?
No,
so like the curb.
Curbing.
Curbing. Yeah.
Like a curb with a B.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's not try to make sense of the name. Basically, it's just people leaving open-ended conversation after a long...
Okay.
Like just... They'll ignore you for a while, and then they'll hit you up and be like, yeah, sorry, I've been super busy at work.
That
and then
classic.
They don't like further the conversation. They just kind of go like, bye.
That's annoying. That's
you'll ask them, hey, how's your day? They'll answer... But they won't ask you back, how was yours?
Right.
I feel like I think those are just bad texters. You know,
he's
like those people,
that
like can't communicate via text.
And also, this is classic, man. This is that person that you texted like last week and then they're just texting you back today and they start off with like, sorry, oh my gosh, I've been so busy lately.
Oh my God, that's me.
Oh my God.
I do that to so many people. That's so bad. But I really am busy.
Well, the point is though that you might as well just ignore that person because you don't care.
Yeah.
Like if you don't, that's the whole premise of curving is like you don't really care. You don't care to really talk to this person, but you also don't care to tell them like beat it or ignore them. So you just kind of like, it's kind of like you're stringing them along a little bit, but you're not even. It's almost more annoying. Like when people do that to me, I make it a point to ask them a question. Oh, really? You're just going to tell me like some like nonsense of, oh, sorry, I've been really busy at work. And then that's the end of the text.
Yeah.
Well, then you're going to get 50,000 questions from me.
Yeah. And listen, it doesn't even happen in like dating. This happens in friendships too.
Mm-hmm.
In families. You know what I'm saying? You're like, damn, all right. Thanks a lot, Dad.
Sounds good.
You've been too busy.
Sounds good.
You're retired. What do you mean you're too busy, you know? So, Chelsea, you are the curver.
Yeah, sorry. Is this an intervention for me? Are you guys trying to tell me something?
So why don't you just tell that person, like, yeah, I'm just not that interested.
You know what my thing is I'll be working, and I'll get a text, and I, like, you know, you want to be in the moment, be present, and
yes,
so I'll kind of be like, oh, I'll see it, but then I'll read it, kind of, and then I'll be like, oh, I'll respond later, and then I just forget.
What if
so
it's somebody
I need to get better about like responding to text messages before I go to bed or like going back through them, because that's my problem.
What if it's somebody you're really interested in?
Well, then you talk to them.
Well,
see, you're not interested in the person. That's the whole point.
But it's still like there's been times where I'll still forget to text them till like hours later.
Sure. I mean, the difference is that the people you're curving, they could drop off the face of the planet and you wouldn't care, right? Like, like the people that you curve on your text, if you never hear from them again, you're actually like, oh, one less person to fill up my data. You know what I mean? Bye. See ya.
Well, there you go, Chelsea. Hopefully, you know what? New Year's around the corner. Hopefully, that could be one of your New Year's resolutions.
New year, new you.
Get
I'll
back
see what
to
I can
people.
Do.
Stop curving them, damn it.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
So as if the California Woosley fire isn't awful enough, apparently there are now wildfire looters that are making their rounds, breaking into the evacuated Malibu mansions.
That's just so gross for people to take advantage of this, man.
Awful.
It's just not surprising, though. I mean, there's every natural disaster. I know it doesn't happen as much out here, but when there's hurricanes, woof, in the south, like Louisiana, Houston.
It's like a thing.
Yeah, it's because either your security systems, there's no power, there's no one there, so it's just...
It's hard to move around, hard to get there, et cetera. Mm-hmm.
Well, Pink, her husband, Carrie Hart, is taking things into his own hands, and he put together an armed posse, and they're threatening to shoot any looters they come in contact with. So he posted his warning on social media. It's a picture of a group of guys holding guns, and he captioned it, "If you're a looter, think twice if you're heading back into Malibu. Hashtag defend your land. Hashtag Second Amendment." And as of today, six looters have actually been caught, not by them, but by the police, and they released their mugshots. It's just to sort of warn people, you know.
I saw the picture, and I feel like it's a little more bark than bite from Carrie Hart, which I think that's the way to go. Yeah, come up here. We got guns, and we're going to defend our land. But, like, leave it to the professionals. Yeah. I mean, I know everyone needs to defend their stuff, but, like, just be careful, because even that, you don't know everyone up there. You don't know who lives there. You don't know, like, we don't need people shooting each other who are all residents of Malibu.
You don't want to incite one of these people that says, oh, really, they're armed? I'm come up armed too.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Make matters worse. So anyways.
I think it's just important to put that message out there. Like, let law enforcement do their job.
Yeah.
But also have a heart, people. It's not a time to go. You know, people are down and out already. Don't kick them while they're down.
Absolutely. All right. Do you guys remember Bachelor Ari? He's probably like the most despised bachelor. He has got
the compassion of a serial killer.
Yes, he's the one. If you don't remember, he first proposed to Becca and then painfully broke up with her on national television because he was still in love with his runner-up, Lauren.
Brian, the way you describe it is like, he would probably rob a Malibu house.
Yeah. Go after him, Carrie Hart.
Well, this is kind of good. This is nice news. So he and his fiance, Lauren, who he's still with, they're expecting their first child together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
Right to it.
They shared the news on social media with Ari saying, "Nothing compares to the moment you find out you're going to be a dad. We cried, we laughed, and it really was a special moment for us."
Wouldn't it be karma?
What? Oh, no. What are you going to say?
If his baby mom's like, later on, actually, it's not yours.
Right?
Oh!
Well, right? I was going to say, it's all beautiful until he goes up to the nursery and likes the baby next to him better.
Oh,
I choose that baby. Sorry.
Yeah, that's messed up, bro.
So there's that. They're supposed to get married in June in Hawaii. So there you go. Congratulations, Ari and Lauren.
Good for them, man. Hopefully they're good to go. And then the girl that he chose and then got engaged and then took
Becca.
It back. She's going to be the next Bachelorette, right?
No, she already was. Come on, Edgar. You're so behind. She's engaged to Garrett.
Garrett?
It was such a forgettable season. She was so boring.
I was not into either one of the seasons. Well, actually, I did get into Ari's because it was so dramatic.
Ari and Becca almost killed the franchise. I'm not kidding you. They were two in a row. They were just bad.
Yeah. Well, this next season, it's Colton, who's the virgin.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so get excited about that one. We'll be talking about it. Yeah, exactly. Not at all virgin.
I support virgins.
Let's get that guy laid. I support him finding a wife.
That's how I support him.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, buddy. I got you.
The Chelsea Report is brought to you by Ski Dazzle, which is happening this weekend, November 16th through the 18th at the LA Convention Center. It is a huge sale. $6 million worth of skis, snowboards, and winter apparel at up to 70% off. For more information on how you can get tickets, head to skidazzle.com.
Ski Dazzle. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio, home of commercial free Mondays. Thank you for hanging out with us. Let's be honest, the holidays are around the corner, and for a lot of you single people, it's your worst nightmare because you have family get togethers, friend get togethers, and they're always asking, so are you with somebody now? You know, what's going on? Everybody's trying to set you up on dates left and right, and they're doing it all wrong.
And then you say no, and the look on their face is just like, oh, my God,
this poor thing can't find one.
Yeah. So coming up next, in PSA form, Chelsea and all of us combined would like to go into this. Things your friends and family shouldn't do when they're trying to set you up because they want to save you, allegedly, from being single, right?
Like, oh, you a lifeline.
Like, you're so happy in your relationship. 877-971-HITS. Call or text that number. Please let us know. Things your friends and family shouldn't do when they're trying to set you up because they're trying to save you from being single.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We're about to get into the season. You know, holidays, gathering around with family and friends. And if you're single, you're trying to avoid that question. Like, everybody's like, oh, are you with somebody yet? This and that. Listen. And then everybody goes into beast mode and trying to get you somebody and set you up. And they go all haywire with it. And they do it all wrong, really kind of hurting your game more than they're trying to help. So give us a call. Shoot us a text. PSA form. Something just happened to Chelsea, who's our single resident in studio. And
am I the only one now? I am the only one now because Madge, you betrayed me.
DJ Majestic was single until we helped him out. Okay. We'll get into that in a second.
Yeah, yeah, sure you did. Yeah, so, we didn't try to sabotage that at all.
Things your friends and family shouldn't do when they're trying to set you up because they want to allegedly save you from being single. Like, they're so happy in their relationship when they're calling you crying and complaining about their man or their woman. All right, so text or call 877-971-HITS. Chelsea, what's one of the things they should definitely not do?
Okay, so don't give my number to some guy that you don't know I'm totally into for sure. And also, don't tell them where I'm going to be at.
Right.
Wait, hold up.
Yeah.
Your friends legit gave out, like, your destination and what
like
time
where
and where
I was going to be that night, like where I was going to go out to.
Like just roll up, she's going to be at this location.
And gave my number. I was like, yeah, hit her up. And I'm like, wait, what? Excuse me,
that's not a strong friend to have.
No.
If you're ever going to do anything where they have the potential of snitching on you.
Yeah.
Oh, where's Chelsea at? Here's her number, go find her. It's like, no,
here's a location. Brian, what are your thoughts, bro?
Like, back in the day, man, people used to love to set me up with people that they're like close friends with that I always am going to end up running into again. It's like, don't do that. One, when I was single because I wanted to be single.
Yeah.
I loved it. If you set me up with your friend, there's a good chance that friend's going to end up hating me. And then now I got to find like a new bar to go to, right? Or I got to, like, someone set me up with their friend, and then next time I see them, they're like, really, huh? Yeah, you did Elena like that? I'm like, what? You shouldn't have set me up with her. It's your fault.
So Brian's thing not to do when he was single, don't set me up with anybody you care for.
Yeah, exactly.
Set me up with your enemies. And don't
worry,
I'll do
it wrong.
That's
a great idea. Set me up with people you hate.
Don't worry. My thing that what I've learned, right, because I've been married for 7 years now and in a relationship for 10 years with my wife, and something I learned from trying to set up my single friends was, Edgar, stop making it so obvious in public that my ass is single. Like, don't, like, announce it. Any person we go to, oh, what's up? What's your name? Johnny? Cool. Oh, this is my friend Chelsea. She's single. She's cute, right? In
and
front
you're like,
of them.
Wait, this is not organic.
And this just happened with DJ Majestic. He was, we were all culprits of this to blame. DJ Majestic was mixing here at Koreatown. Obviously, he was single at the time. And this girl, we just saw a cute girl. She went up to DJ Majestic at the booth. We don't know what she was talking about. Requesting a song, maybe doing like, hey, plug in my phone. My music is better than yours. We don't know.
It wasn't that.
And as soon as we saw the cute girl go to DJ Majestic, what are we doing to them for?
We were like,
Get it!
Yo, Majestic, you got this! Yo, my man Majestic is a great dude! Hook up! You got this!
All
loud, like almost grabbed the mic, be like,
Like, you just won the Super Bowl, you know, and it was kind of awkward, and then she looked back and looking at, what's going on here?
But you know what? I'm not apologizing because it actually worked out.
No.
Because that's your girlfriend now.
Lucky I was persistent in the DM, so it kind of like worked out until like up to now, so.
Well, hold on, I'd also like to point out that Edgar's thing is not making it so obvious in public. Dude, like 9 times a show, and like someone will call in for concert tickets. Hey, Chelsea's single.
I
want to take Chelsea to the concert.
I'm like, thanks, Edgar. You're really putting it out there.
So obviously, I haven't learned my lesson. I'm working on it. Okay, not everybody's perfect, you know. Wait, so we just passed over something. Chelsea, you said now this girl, the one that we saw at the club with DJ Majestic, her name's Jamie, by the way. Awesome. You said now she's your girlfriend. And Majestic didn't say no, she's not.
I know.
Is this news?
It's official.
No, it's no news. No, there's no official.
Wait, you guys are legit?
No. Are you Facebook official?
We have been hanging out. We're seeing each other, and it's been cool. And thank you for the music, Brian.
And you know why this isn't awkward? Because she listens to the show.
Yeah. I'm so like looking at my phone right now.
What are you, DJ Majestic?
Yeah,
we're seeing each other.
The word on the street is that she's going to fly to New York with you next week for Thanksgiving.
Wow. Let's talk about that. That's happening too next week, yeah.
Oh! I'm impressed, DJ Majestic, because you moved back to California not that long ago, and your game's good.
Chelsea,
I need to learn from you.
How long have you been in California?
What?
She just needs a cold decade before she can find a boyfriend.
All right. Text us, call us 877-971-HITS. You know that thing where I make things public? Sorry about that, Majestic. Things your friends and family shouldn't do when they're trying to set you up because they think, you need to not be single.
We found the snitch in this dude. From the 949, just because you're gay doesn't mean you'll like every other gay person that you know.
Oh my gosh, truth.
Believe it or not, us gay folk date just like the rest of you.
You guys have a lot in common. You're both gay.
Yeah.
It's like, really? Okay, so appreciate you. Uh-huh. Things you shouldn't do for sure. Brittany from the OC, good morning.
Good morning.
Brittany, break it down. Hi. Help your friends and family out what they shouldn't do when they're trying to set you up.
Don't. I hate it.
Just don't do it.
I absolutely hate it.
It's a pretty specific and succinct piece of advice. Just don't.
Just don't even try.
One word.
It's exhausting because I feel like 9 times out of 10 it does not work out. And so that's right. That's the frustrating part about it.
You learn so much when someone tries to set you up. One, what league they think you're in.
Exactly.
When you look at the person, you're like, really? You don't think I could pull that on my own? You had to intervene?
Yes.
Brittany, exactly. What has gone wrong when your friends try to set you up?
Well, kind of pretty much exactly what Brian said. Like, okay. I show up and I'm like, thank you? Like, I don't know. It's just super awkward. And then you have these expectations, like, is this guy just here because someone forced him to? And
it's just, yeah, that's interesting.
I appreciate you calling in and just being so real about it. Just don't even try. Let me be. I'm good.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Appreciate
anytime.
You. Happy holidays, Brittany.
Happy holidays, guys.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Kendra from Brea, good morning.
Good morning.
Break it down, girl. What should friends and family stop doing to try to set you up because you're single?
Well, you know what? I think friends and family, for me, go ahead and start trying to set me up because I'm single.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm like, interfere all you want. I'm having a hard time.
So basically you're saying you can't do any wrong. Just connect me. Yeah. Basically, you're a statistics. Like, you're into statistics. Right. Like, the more options, the more chances I have to finally get somebody.
Sounds like it's like she's finally given up on herself to be able to find something. It's like, I don't even care at this point.
I have. It's slim pickings out here. And I am like, give out my number to the guy in the grocery store. I don't care. If he's cute, give it to the gas station guy.
Wow.
Make a billboard on the avenue.
Oh my gosh.
We got to make a flyer for you that we just started taping on telephone poles that has like the little numbers that you tear off like when you're looking for a housekeeper.
Yeah.
Even better, Brian.
Right.
Kendra, I have your number right here on caller ID, so I'm just going to give it out.
Do it. Do it. Do it. The holidays are coming. I want you to do it. Give it out. Give it out.
213-367. No, I can't.
Someone's going to try to guess those other four.
When was the last time you were in a relationship?
Too long, girl. That's what I'm saying.
We'll leave it at that. All right, Kendra.
Hey,
Kendra, I love your perspective.
The holidays are coming. Everyone listens to you guys at Amp Radio. Everyone listens to you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
All right, Kendra. We got your back. Love it, girl. Thank you so much and happy holidays.
Okay, thanks.
No manches, man. She's so gangster. I love her.
Make a billboard. I don't care.
We got a text from the 714. Definitely don't write my number in a bathroom stall saying for a good time call. That sucks.
Prank, I feel like.
Yeah, right?
I kind of want someone to do that to my partner. I think that'd be hilarious. For a good time. We should write our number. For a good time, text 877-971-HITS.
Yeah, please do. We're not encouraging graffiti, but just since if you're already going to do it, put our number.
Yeah, put ours in there. 97.1
Amp
Radio. Commercial free Monday.
Speaking about 877-971-HITS, coming up next, we want to get your calls and your texts. Thanksgiving's around the corner. We want to hear from you. What are you grateful for? Who are you grateful for? And right now, I want to send a special shout out to my dad, my mom, and my nephew. My mom's been in the hospital for almost 2 weeks now, but thank God getting better every day, and we have faith that she's going to continue being strong. But they're listening, so I'm grateful to have them. Te quiero mucho, papá. Te quiero mucho, mamá, que están escuchando. Pachoño, Mabella, Little Eddie. Love you guys. Can't wait to talk to you about what you're grateful for and who you're grateful for. 877-971-HITS coming up next.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Thanksgiving's got to be one of my favorite holidays because you get to eat whatever and as much as you want with like zero judgment. You know what I'm saying? Right. Actually, you get judged if you don't eat a lot. You know, like, what's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? So, Brian, you brought it up yesterday. It's like a cheat day, but for me, it's like a cheat week.
Oh, dude. Because I kind of feel like it starts with, like, the week of Thanksgiving. You get a cheat season, man. Like, you get to cheat all the way until, you know what? I'll deal with this mess January 2nd.
This week, I was going to say, this week I've been trying to, like, you know, eat really healthy, and I'm, like, preparing my body to, like, not, so I don't feel as bad next week when I'm just, like, scarfing my face the whole entire week.
The Midwest. So that's going to be
good stuff right there. But also, most importantly, though, it really allows you to kind of stop for a second and reflect what you really are thankful for, what you really are grateful for, and kind of communicate that to family and friends. So definitely love that. So we're giving you a chance to call in and let us know what you're grateful for. Carlitos from Anaheim, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you guys doing today?
We're great, bro. Carlos, what are you most grateful for in your life, bro?
Oh, my God. I'm so grateful to have a job right now.
Yeah.
During 2008, I lost my job, and everything went downhill for a long time. Mm-hmm. I recovered from that, and I have a solid job right now. I never want to go through that again, so for anybody having hardships, you know, my heart goes out to you. I wish you the best, and I'm very grateful that I have a job right now.
Wow. Where do you work?
I actually work for the forensics department at the sheriff's. I'm the senior IT support for them.
Oh, cool.
When you watch crime shows with your family, do you ever just pretend like you know what everything's going on? You're like, I know who did it. I already know because I work at the forensics department. Trust me, I've seen this before.
Carl's like, I'm in IT. I already saw the email.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, it's funny because when things happen, wife hears in the news. She's like, do you know anything about this? Do you have the 411 in it? I'm like, I'm not going to tell you.
I like that she says the 411, too.
Carlos, who would you say helped you the most throughout that moment where you lost your job?
Oh, it's my brother from another mother. His name is Robert Ballard. I couldn't have done it without him. I mean, this guy, he's the one that hired me on one of my first jobs. We became best of friends. And during that time, you know, he was there. I mean, I didn't even ask, and he would just give until I was back on my feet. That guy is, like, incredible. I lost my house, he helped me move. He wouldn't leave until he made sure that all the furniture for the babies were up and we had a bed to sleep on that night.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Carlos, would you be open to calling Robert and kind of thanking him on air for that?
Oh, hell yeah, I would.
Let's do it.
Oh, awesome. Hell yeah.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. All right, so hang tight. We'll get Robert's phone number off the air. And then coming up next, we'll reach out to him and thank him. Totally unexected for him, right? That should be nice. So we're calling him. All right, transfer the line over, please. All right, cool. So here we go. Calling Robert.
Hello.
Hello, may I speak with Robert, please?
Speaking.
Hey, Robert. We're calling you from 97.1 Amp Radio. My name is Edgar. Co-host Brian and Chelsea are here with you as well. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey, Robert, sorry to interrupt your day, but we have somebody that reached out to us that is very, very, very grateful for you, and especially during this Thanksgiving season, wanted to thank you publicly for something amazing you did for them.
Can't have enough of that.
That's true.
He's like, bring on the thanks. Come on. Like, it's about time somebody thanks me. Can you guess who it might be?
I can't at the moment.
Carlos from Anaheim. Carlos, go ahead. Robert's listening.
Mm. Hey, Robert. This is Carlos. I just wanted to reach out and thank you for the time you pulled me out when I was at my darkest moments back when I got laid off, buddy. Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. It's nice to hear from you.
Yeah, man. It's been about a month, huh?
Yeah. We go back a long way. I appreciate the opportunity to help you always.
Oh man, no, you were a godsend, dude. You know, I especially remember when you helped me move. You know, you didn't leave till you made sure that all the beds were up and we had somewhere to sleep. I'll never forget that. So you know. And then you helped me here and there with, you know, this and that without me even asking for it. So, you know, God bless you. And, you know, I wish you and your family the best. And thank you very much for everything, Robert.
Well, hey, thanks for thinking about me. I always appreciated the opportunity to pay you back.
Robert, what in your heart made you want to help out Carlos during that difficult time when he lost his job? And like he said, he was in his darkest times.
Well, it's one of those times... excuse me, but I can recall when I lost my job, and it was hard because I didn't know what to do, but I stuck together with my family, and I figured it out. And I figured eventually if I could help him a little bit, he figured out too.
So because you went through an experience like that, Robert, and you know how it feels being a provider for your family and wanting to provide for your family, and when you lose your job, it's very frustrating knowing that you can't fulfill that role, and you didn't want him to feel the same, and that's why you helped him out so much, and that's absolutely amazing, and it's a huge testament to the person that you are.
Yeah. So thank you. Phyllis and I, we love him very much. We would do anything for him.
Man, you guys are going to make me cry, man. I got being so sweet.
You guys are awesome, man. I love hearing stories like this, not because of the dark times, but what comes after that and during that is amazing people that band together to help each other out. And thank you so much, Carlos, for sharing your story with us this morning. Thank you so much, Robert, for the person that you are and your family in helping out Carlos through a difficult time. And here you both are living better times. It's awesome to hear Carlos want to take time to thank Robert publicly. So thank you, Carlos, for sharing this moment with us and our listeners.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, buddy.
Have a great day, guys, and happy Thanksgiving. As you're listening to that and you're listening to Carlos say thank you to Robert, all of a sudden maybe in your mind, that person popped up in your life. Who was that Robert? Who is that Robert that helped you out, your guardian angel in your darkest times and your difficult moments? And I just want to encourage you, reach out to him.
Right.
It doesn't matter how long it's been or what the situation may be right now. Like, don't think twice. Reach out to him. Thank them. And just let them know, hey, I just want you to never forget how grateful I am for that thing you did or you were being there for me.
I mean, I think it's a great example of not having too much pride to be able to go back and say, hey, Robert, you know, you helped me get back on my feet. I'm at a position now where maybe I can help someone else or at least just, you know, be able to say, like, I'm not too proud of the fact that I needed help at one point in time. We're all afraid to ask for help or we think people are going to judge us. And it's nice to see a situation where that didn't happen, where there's no ego involved, just people literally being good to each other.
Absolutely. So definitely say thank you to those people that have been amazing in your life.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
This story is going to make you feel sick to your stomach. It's going to make your jaw drop. And it's just amazing how a few people and their actions can make you question the next time you want to help out somebody.
Right.
So we've been following this story, and it's been national for quite some time now. The quick little premise is there's this couple in New Jersey. They ran out of gas, and allegedly a homeless man came up to them, figured out they were out of gas, and gave them his last $20 out of his pocket for them to be able to make it safe. And it went viral. They posted thanking the homeless man. A GoFundMe page got started. It got up to $400,000 for the homeless man. And then all of a sudden, the homeless man started saying, hey, these people haven't given me any of that money. What's going on? So they went to court about it. But wait till you hear what really happened. Brian just came across the story, and we are like so sickened by it, man.
Well, it's funny because GoFundMe was trending on Twitter, and I was like, GoFundMe, that's interesting. So I clicked on GoFundMe. There's a lot of fundraisers going on right now for wildfires, for the mass shooting, all these things. And it goes to this story, and we talked about it. It's Kate McClure, 39 years old, and Mark D'Amico. They were the couple. So McClure and D'Amico, they said they were out of gas. The homeless man, John Bobbitt, gave them $20. He's a veteran, a Marine. And they started the GoFundMe, got $400,000 for him. So we talked about, like, what a cool thing. Like, it was right around the holidays last year, right before Christmas. They posted photos of the three of them in, like, onesies and in front of a Christmas tree. Yeah. All these things, right? And so you're thinking it's a great feel-good story. Then in the spring, we talked about it on the show. In the spring, John Bobbitt had retained an attorney because he'd claimed that they hadn't given him any money. And they had claimed that they did. Then they said, oh, we didn't want to give him all the money at one time. $400,000 is a lot of money. We didn't want him to use it on drugs. And that we wanted him to prove that he was cleaning up his life. So this whole lawsuit's been going on like in September and October. And now New Jersey prosecutors are claiming that this entire thing from the get-go was a plan cooked up by McClure, D'Amico, and Bobbitt to basically go viral on the internet, start a fundraiser, and scam people out of money.
So they planned this whole story.
None of this was
all
real.
All three of them were in it.
All three of them. They decided to cook up a plan with this guy where he would give
was
him 20
like a
bucks.
Homeless guy?
Yeah, he's a homeless dude. I don't now the details are a little bit unclear. Yeah. So I don't know how homeless he was or, you know, I mean there's various varying degrees of need, but clearly he looked homeless enough. I don't know. It may come out that this dude is just a friend of theirs.
Oh, man.
And he grew a big old beard and he was a Marine, a veteran, and they know that that'll pull on people's heartstrings. So now they've all been they've charged with fraud, conspiracy by deception.
Oh my gosh.
The couple has turned themselves in to the New Jersey authorities. Bobbitt is still not turning himself in, the allegedly the homeless man. So basically, I think the poetic justice is their own scummy, like defrauding scam artist greed is what ended up taking them down because the couple just kept the money and wouldn't give it to Bobbitt. Bobbitt was like, yo, I'm in on this scam too. Like, I'll get a lawyer involved.
If it weren't for me, you wouldn't have gotten $400,000.
Exactly. And now when the prosecutors are investigating, they're like, whoa, hey, like this doesn't line up. Like, none of you guys are telling the
truth.
Wow.
How gross is that, man?
Insane.
How do you sleep at night? You know, you're taking money from all these people that think they're donating their money for the good, you know, the goodness of their heart. I don't understand.
And
man.
I think it's such a reminder to us, like everyone is so quick to go to GoFundMe if anything happens. DJ Majestic was saying he saw a GoFundMe recently. A girl was moving. It was like, yo, I need help moving. Wow. Give me money. I think that they cooked up a viral scheme. Yeah. They knew exactly what would play. I don't think they ever thought they'd get $500,000 dollars, but the greed is what got them in their place they're at, and the greed is what's going to end up taking them down. It's just a reminder, like, we need to start authenticating some of these viral stories.
And here's the thing, too, right? So if you're sitting there right now and you recently helped somebody out throughout GoFundMe or whatever, maybe, listen, just do your research.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, make sure it really is going where it's supposed to go and so on and so forth, that at least somebody knows that situation. And I know my cousin just went through a difficult situation because she lost her mom to cancer. Obviously, they started GoFundMe and our family came together because we know exactly what happened. You know, and right now there's a lot of need in our community, and unfortunately there are going to be people that are going to try to take advantage of this need. So just be extra alert, extra careful, really find out who's really helping people out. You know, obviously the Red Cross is super legit, super solid. Obviously the fire department, LAFD is amazing, and so on and so forth. But definitely do your research, guys.
Right. And don't also just go running back to every GoFundMe you've helped out and be like, I want to prove it. Prove that bad thing happened. Just
and I'm sure,
what's in the past is in the past and moving forward.
Right. Start now.
And I'm sure GoFundMe has a way of tracking who donated what and hopefully can get their money back.
Yeah, there's 14,000 people who donated to this one. Yeah. Obviously, this is like breaking as it's happening right now. So we'll get more details as to just the depths of the scam that these people like ran on us. But right now, the authorities are just saying it doesn't, like, they are all indicted with fraud.
That's gross, man.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Good morning. So the LA Rams are going to be playing versus the Chiefs this Monday, Monday Night Football, here at the Coliseum. And we want you to be there. I mean, this is going to be an epic game.
This game is huge, man. These are two front runners for the NFL, for the Super Bowl. The game was originally supposed to be played in Mexico City, but due to turf conditions and things, you got the two of the number one teams in the NFL. You're not going to send them if you think the turf is off. You can get injuries and things. So we got a bonus home game Monday night.
LA Coliseum, familia, Thanksgiving week. All you got to do to win these tickets is battle it out versus another one of our listeners and finish the lyric to my favorite Thanksgiving song, guys.
Are there even Thanksgiving songs?
Oh, Chelsea.
Never in my life have I ever heard a Thanksgiving song.
This is going to be your favorite Thanksgiving song. Maybe you haven't heard it because it's in Spanish. Maybe that's why. But it's my favorite Thanksgiving song. Super simple. It just basically says, the turkey has arrived, and then it's just people gobbling. It's my favorite one. So you got to finish the lyric to this, okay?
Llegó el pavo!
Oh my God. Why do I feel like the phone lines are not going to light up?
Oh, they are. I'm watching them happen right now.
That song is, let me tell you something. This song, you know, Wednesday, right before Thanksgiving, is the biggest party night of the year, right?
Uh-huh, of course.
Guess
what's now going to be playing at all the clubs, especially in West Hollywood?
Remix!
Get my Bobo!
Dance to that. I feel like you just shake your head back and forth. It's like a crazy person.
So it's merengue. It comes out of the Caribbean, like a Dominican vibe and situation. So you just kind of like march to it and
like
move your hips.
Okay.
Yeah, but a little bit faster. You kind of go to the rhythm.
Okay.
There you go, Chelsea.
All right.
Yes, Chelsea. Okay.
And I have good news for everybody right now. You don't have to be bilingual to do the turkey gobble. That is not in Spanish. The gobble is in Spanish, English, wait, Chinese, anything.
Do it one more time for us.
Llegó el pavo. Brian's got it.
He's got it down.
I'm nailing it.
All right, so you just got to finish the lyric. It's super easy. I love what Brian brought up. You don't even need to know Spanish.
Dude, everybody speaks gobble, bro. It's kind of nice. So, you know, as a country, we go through a lot of trials and tribulations, a lot of ups and downs. We have a lot of differences. We all gobble the same.
Let's meet up two contestants.
I can't take you seriously.
Whoever has the best gobble. If you ran for office on that, I would vote for
we
you.
We all gobble the same, everybody.
Yeah. The entire press conference. All right, our two contestants right now, we have Kimberly from Silmar. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's funny is that you didn't get to hear this, but 30 seconds ago while we were playing Rihanna's song, Kimberly was practicing
yeah, we busted her.
Her gobble, and she thought nobody was listening. Just in her car. Where are you at right now, Kimberly? In your car, at work? Where are you at?
I'm driving late to work, but it's all worth it.
Late to work. Why there are you go. Late? I was gobbling, damn it.
Yep. We all gobble together.
I was gobbling.
You're going to be going up against Hilda from Canoga Park. What up, Hilda?
Hello, how are you guys?
We're doing great, Hilda. Why do you believe your gobble's going to be better than Kimberly's?
It's always been better than everybody.
Oh, okay. Damn. That's the confidence. Wow. The gobble confidence. I was going to try to smash the words together, but it didn't work.
Gobble
confidence. Yeah.
All right, so Kimberly, you're going to go first. You're going to hear Silvio Mora, one of the greatest stars in the world, that thought up of this song and took days to write it. You're going to hear him say, Llegó el pavo, which means the turkey has arrived. Then right after that, you finish the lyric with the gobble, okay? Kimberly up first.
Okay.
Here we go.
Llegó el pavo!
All right. All right. She hit
the high notes. That sounded like a puppy.
She hit
the high notes. It's a cute puppy, though. So that was Kimberly. Now we're going with Hilda, which says, bottom line, my gobble has beaten everybody's mm-hmm. gobble.
She's got gangster gobble over here.
All right. Hilda, you're going to finish the lyric. Here it goes.
Llegó el pavo!
I don't know what that was. What the hell was that? That sounded like a dying turkey.
Was that a dolphin?
All right. So we're going to go to the votes. Brian and Chelsea, who do you vote for? Who had the best gobble? Is it Kimberly, the first one, or Hilda, the second one? Ready, Chelsea? Your vote.
I'm going with Kimberly.
The first one.
Because I thought that she was practicing. She really, like, I could tell she was passionate about it. She really put her gobble into it.
Yeah, Brian?
Man, neither one of them were a turkey. We had a puppy versus a sick dolphin. I'm sorry, Hilda. I gotta go puppy dog. Puppy dog wobble.
Kimberly, you are the winner!
Winner!
Llegó el pavo!
Kimberly, congratulations. You won tickets to go see the Rams versus the Chiefs this Monday. Hilda, don't trip. I know this is your first L you've ever taken in gobbling, and I feel for you. We're going to give you 4 tickets to go watch UCLA football versus Stanford at the Rose Bowl November 24th, all right?
All right.
There we
Thank
go.
Thank you.
Monday night
Kimberly,
football.
Congratulations.
Oh, look at that.
Thank you, Hilda. Thank
nice.
You.
Oh, how
see,
cute.
See, I told you, man. We can all come together with the gobbles.
And Kimberly, yes or no, this song is the best song you've heard for Thanksgiving?
It is. My boyfriend gets so annoyed over it because I sing it to him all the time. He's like, Kim, just stop already.
Oh, don't stop.
I love it.
Can't stop, can't stop.
Yeah, my bobbles!
97.1
Amp Radio. Holy drama. So it looks like Bad Baby, a.k.a. the Catch Me Outside girl.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Has not
that?
Learned her lesson since her appearance on Dr. Phil. Because last night at Cardi B's party, she threw a full drink on Iggy Azalea from across the bar. She then attempted to pounce on Iggy, but was held back by her security guard. Here is Bad Baby outside of the club talking about, you know, what went down.
What drink did you throw at her?
It was
what
just water.
Did she stop up to you? What did
she
Iggy
was
do?
On Instagram, so finna say something. That's finna happen to you. I ain't worried about that. I did what the I had to do. Anybody worry about that? You know.
Wow.
You know what would have been hilarious if Dr. Phil was at the Cardi B party. Let's sit down now.
Listen, bad baby. Bad baby. You gotta settle down.
Apparently, Iggy made a comment on social media saying who would even go to one of Bad Baby's shows, and that's why she's upset. Yeah. I guess they had like a little like beef back and forth on social media. Yeah. Iggy came out of the club later, and this was her response to all that went down.
Great. What she threw at you?
I hope it wasn't alcohol. She's a little kid. She can't drink, right?
What happened?
Well, she's 15, so that's, you know, it's crazy that she's even at a club.
I feel like I kind of want to hate her, Bad Baby or whatever.
Yeah, please
I
don't say Bad Bunny, by the
bad
way.
Bad Bunny?
Yeah,
no, yeah. No, Bad Bunny's my man.
Yeah, he's dope.
No, I kind of want to hate her, but I also kind of love it. You know what I mean? Like, she went on Dr. Phil. Yeah. Her mom was like, my daughter won't change. Like, cash me outside. And then she becomes like an internet sensation, right? And then turns it into like a mixtape career on SoundCloud. And now she legitimately is in a party where she even has the ability to throw a drink on Iggy Azalea. She's living the American dream.
If that's not...
Cash me outside. How about that?
Mm-hmm. If that's not the American dream, I don't know what is. I mean, that's why my family immigrated over here from Mexico.
Oh my gosh.
You know what? Bad Edgar, one of these days.
Catch me in America. How about that?
Exactly.
No. Don't catch me.
Yeah, please.
That's funny.
So,
by the way, she has like, because I know it's like easy to make fun of her or whatever, but a lot of her songs are like legit charting.
She's won like awards and stuff. Like her songs have gone viral.
She's got legit fans. Yeah. Like people really like her music.
It's pretty insane, you know. All right, so I don't know if you guys remember this conspiracy theory. I'm going to go ahead and say you don't, because you don't follow Taylor Swift like I do. But
that's true.
During the summer of 2017, there's this theory that Taylor Swift traveled from her apartment in New York to a car that was parked outside in a large suitcase in an effort to avoid paparazzi. Okay, so this picture went viral because in the picture, it's two of her security guards holding this very large suitcase. They're very delicate about it, and it's like it's almost like there
what's
would be
in there?
Something
it's all
inside,
gentle.
And all her security guards are standing outside too. So it was this weird thing. Yeah. We think now it might be true because Zayn Malik, in a new interview with Vogue UK, Zayn Malik basically confirmed it when asked about Taylor Swift and everything. He goes, "Yeah, well, she travels around in a suitcase." Like he just casually said it, and so everyone's like, "Oh my gosh,
it's real.
It's true now." So there you have it.
I mean, this suitcase is like comically large.
Right?
If it's not her in that suitcase, what in the hell do you got in that suitcase? Because this thing is, and these security guards are giant.
Yes.
And they're both hands on it, and it's got wheels, and it is definitely big enough for someone to just sit in it and just like, I don't know, chill and read a book or whatever. Yeah. But what is in the suitcase?
Right?
and you could tell there was a human being in there because when they put it in the back seat, they put a seatbelt on it. You know what I'm saying? They're like, come on.
They slide snacks through a slit in the door like she's
fake
in confinement on a prison.
Isn't that crazy, though, that you're trying to avoid getting your picture taken so much that you're like, oh, I'm just going to, you know, hop in a suitcase. Just a day in the life of Taylor Swift.
So bizarre.
All right. The Chelsea Report is brought to you by Ski Dazzle, which is going down this weekend, November 16th and 18th at the LA Convention Center. At Ski Dazzle, there are resort deals and specials like Mammoth Mountain lift tickets, two for the price of one.
Yes.
That's amazing. So for more information on how you can get tickets, you can head to skidazzle.com.
Ski Dazzle!
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We want to say thank you to our firefighters, first responders, EMTs, volunteers, everybody involved in fighting these wildfires. Thank you so much for your sacrifice. I know you want to thank them and do something for them. And coming up next in 3 more minutes, we're going to let you know about an awesome event that's going to be going down tonight. It's a fundraiser to help out those being affected by the wildfires and also to support our firefighters, right? Details coming up.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. We have some awesome guests in studio right now that are about to tell you, because I know you have an amazing heart, how you can help those that have been affected by the wildfires, how you can support our firefighters and the victims in general. So it's a Firefight LA, and it's a fundraiser. It's a dope event going down tonight in Echo Park at the Echoplex. To tell us more about it, I want to welcome Allie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Also want to welcome Alex. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Mads, good morning to you.
What's up?
Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Change the vibe in the studio.
Yeah.
I feel like we just get like, oh, another day in the office rolling through radio. And then people come in, they're like, oh, looking at stuff like buttons.
Yeah,
and,
what do all these do?
Well, this one right here is the DJ horn.
Oh, can I?
Yeah, give it a shot. Your first DJ horn. There you go. Mash did it.
Live natural. The They're also dressed really cool.
They told me I have a face for radio, so I'm really excited about this.
Thank you guys. You could tell like they got all dressed up to come on the air.
Yeah,
we're like,
we're just chilling.
At least I took a shower today.
We definitely want to thank you guys. I know that all you are influencers on social media and in our community, and it's awesome that you guys said, you know what? We can't just sit here having the platform that we have and do nothing when there's so much need. Mm-hmm. So it's an awesome event. Who can go ahead and tell us where did this idea get started and what can we expect tonight going down at the Echoplex and Echo Park starting at 8 p.m.?
Yeah, so a group of friends got together at Big Bear to celebrate my birthday last week.
Happy belated birthday, Mads.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much. And what started as a small conversation, a lot of us do party planning and throwing events throughout the week. So we were like, how can we, you know, put one and two together and do the fires as well as do our parties? And what turned into, let's just bring this on with an event that we threw already, it turned into its own event, and all of a sudden we got the Echoplex, and all of a sudden we got these big venues. It turned into its own thing, and so we stamped Firefight on it. I kept fighting for that name because I just love the movie.
Yeah,
it was a firefight, and they finally got it. Yeah, so turned into a big event, and now it's today.
I mean, that's awesome.
It is like, it's one of the cooler things I've seen in terms of like, I love it when fundraisers come together where everyone's doing their strengths, and it's different. So if you're looking for something to do, I mean, you guys have you know, like a silent auction, there's tattoos, getaways, the art, music. So it, like, let people know like what kind of things you can see there, because I think for a lot of people, not only is this a way to raise money for an amazing cause and help out our neighbors in SoCal, but also like experience something new.
Yeah.
And I just want to clear some of that. This is awesome. 100% of the proceeds go to help out the community. So that's really dope. So what can we expect tonight at the Echoplex kicking off at 8 p.m.?
So at 8 p.m., we're going to have everybody come in. We have DJ sets by Local Natives, by Twin Shadow, by Bao from Vampire Weekend. We have a special surprise guest at the end of the night.
All right.
I don't even know about it. They won't even tell me about it.
They know who's got the like, who's gonna leak it. Yeah, right?
yeah, exactly. Mads will tell everyone. But
Mads would have been like, swipe up on my story to find out who.
Yeah, I would. Exactly.
Cool.
We have the silent auction. We have events. We have experiences. We have a getaway to Oahu that's amazing.
Nice.
Wow.
That's three nights. We have
Jewel is giving us a signed guitar.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Amazing. She's gonna whoever wins it, she's like send it back to my house, which you know. That's fine. Jewel's address.
Just casual.
Matt's like, I'll deliver it personally.
I got you, Jewel. And she's going to, you know, write a personalized note with their name and thanking them for doing the Woolsey Fires, as well as one of her albums, which is a great
package
deal.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And it's only a $10 suggested donation for tonight at the Echoplex. All the information is on your guys' social media, which is at Firefight LA. At Firefight LA, kicking off at 8 p.m. all the way through midnight. It's a great cause, helping out the LAFD Foundation, LA Fire Department, the Ventura County Humane Society, and victims of the fires that have been going on or still going on here in Southern California.
Yeah. I am committing to be there tonight.
Yes.
I'm coming down. I'm going down. I'm supporting the cause. And so also tomorrow, I'm putting that out there. So tomorrow when I'm like, just my ass is dragging tomorrow, you guys will be like, oh, Brian, you're tired. I'm like, for a good cause, man. I'm out there doing the good work. You know?
The best way to party is for a cause.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because
then the hangover is worth it. Totally.
Yeah, exactly.
So listen, I know what cures that, and I'll go ahead and bring some Casamigos tequila reposado in the morning, and we'll
it's
be fine.
It's gonna be a party.
You know it. You know it.
So, you guys gotta come back for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you guys so much for. I love this, and then this is what life's about, right? You all have different strengths and abilities and different platforms. It doesn't matter what your platform is, how big or how small it is. You have a platform, and when you use it to bless others and do good, it's an absolutely amazing thing when you get band together with other people. So make sure you follow at Firefight LA on social media. All the information's there. Tonight, 8 p.m., Echoplex, $10 suggested donation. It's for a great cause, familia.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And 100% of the proceeds. We see all these charitable things. We're like, yeah, come out, raise money for a cause. And it doesn't all go to the people. And we see it on the news, on social media. The people are still evacuating homes. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to rebuild. We've got animals that need shelter. It's going to be a process. It's going to take a while. So I love the speed at which this all comes together. And, man, they're doing tattoos tonight. I don't have one yet. We'll see. Right. We'll see.
Might as well.
I'm probably not going to do it. But that is it.
That face tattoo, bro, would be so epic tonight.
Always. always hungover.
Get the tear.
Under the eyeballs.
And then on their forehead, for a good cause.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to Allie, Alex, and Mads for being with us this morning
and for the amazing event you
guys are putting together.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Love you guys.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
All day today and tomorrow, we're hooking up with Disneyland tickets to experience the holidays there, all right? Let's make somebody real happy right now. Paulina from Riverside, good morning.
Good morning.
Paulina, you're caller 9. You are the winner.
Winner!
Congrats.
Thank you. We're so excited.
Well, who's we? You got some friends with you?
It's me, my husband, and my baby girl.
Thank you so much, Jeff Radio. You guys are the best.
Oh, thanks. How old is your little girl?
She just turned 3 last month.
That's awesome, Paulina, because she's going to be so excited when she meets all the princesses and whatnot, because my daughter's going to be 2, and she's already, like, super stoked with the characters. Like, she comes to life. She, like, knows who they are.
Yeah, it's so exciting. And then today's my birthday, so thank you so much, too.
Ooh, double whammy.
Oh, yes.
Happy birthday, Paulina.
Who's your daughter's favorite princess?
She's in love with Belle.
Aw, who are you in love with?
My husband, lay off me.
Princess Ariel.
Yeah, me too.
There you go. Let's ask her husband.
Yeah, what princess are you in love with?
Good answer.
Good answer. Say nothing.
He's like, I'm in love with the queen, and her name is Paulina from Riverside. Guys, happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays. Thank you so much for listening to us. We love you guys.
Thank you so much.
More Disneyland tickets coming your way all day today and tomorrow on 97.1 Amp Radio.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial-free Mondays.
Dopest moment goes out to Kendra from Brea for having zero chill when trying to find love or just anybody to hang out with, to be honest with you. Earlier on the show, we were catching up about what should your friends and family not do when they're trying to set you up with anyone with a heartbeat, really. You know, like if you're single, like Chelsea brought this up. She's like, oh my gosh, my friends are always trying to like anyway. Like, oh, you're single too? Guess what? We have a friend.
And just giving my number out.
Right.
And like when
where you're going to be at a certain night, just roll up on her.
And it was like a flood of texts and calls being like, don't set me up with this person. Don't set me up with that person. You set me up with somebody and I look at him and I'm like, this person, that's what you think I'm into? That's ridiculous.
Insulting.
Everyone is like, please don't set me up. I don't need your help. If I'm single, I do not need your help. All but one person.
All but one person was annoyed with their friends and family trying to set them up with somebody when they're living the single life, except for Kendra from Brea. Listen to what she told us.
You know what? Go ahead and set me up because I'm single. I'm like, interfere all you want. I'm having a hard time.
So basically you're saying you can't do any wrong.
Right. It's slim pickings out here, and I am like, give out my number to the guy in the grocery store. I don't care. If he's cute, give it to the gas station guy. Make a billboard on the avenue.
Oh, my gosh.
We got to make a flyer for you that we just started taping on telephone poles that has, like, the little numbers that you tear off, like, when you're looking for a housekeeper.
Yeah.
Even better, Brian.
Right.
Kendra, I have your number right here on caller ID, so I'm just going to give it out.
Do it. The holidays are coming. I want you to do it. Give it out.
213-367. No, I can't.
Someone's going to try to guess those other four.
When was the last time you were in a relationship?
Too long, girl. That's what I'm saying. Everyone listens to you.
Oh,
so
thank you.
Do it.
No one's ever said do it with more passion in life. We're going to give out your number. Do it. Please, somebody help me. Love of God.
It's funny thinking about actually having like a billboard. Just like your face and like your profile, what you like to do. And your height and then your number.
Just a picture of your face says swipe right.
Yeah.
Swipe. Chelsea, would you do something like that?
Oh my gosh, that is the most extra thing.
What about just
ever.
To get some extra followers on the gram?
Maybe.
You can't get her number, but you can get her Instagram handle.
Get those numbers up. All right, but thanks for hanging out with us. Yessi Ortiz coming up next, taking over your radio with some more Disneyland tickets to enjoy the holidays there. Thank you, guys. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy or your peace. Love you.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.